News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So pleased to have in the studio this morning my friend Jason Boatwright. Jason has been involved with Veterans Affairs for how many years, Jason?
Oh my gosh. What year is this now?
It's 2025. We were talking about coins from 1896 before you got here, so we're definitely in 2025.
About 2018.
Okay, so long time. So we consider him to be a veterans advocate, and so we're going to spend this next half hour just kind of talking about Veterans Affairs here in Pensacola. If you have any questions or concerns and would like to text them in, I am sure that Jason would be able to answer those questions for you, and you can do that at 850-437-1620. So right off the bat, Jason, kind of tell us, what is the state of affairs? Unfortunately, we are just hearing so much information. It's hard to know what's the truth, what's not the truth, misinformation. So kind of let us, what's happening, basically?
Well, with our local VA, it's still growing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're over 36,000 veterans now. When I first started at the VA, we were a little less than 34,000.
Right.
So now we're at 36,000, well over 100% capacity. We enroll between 10 and 15 a day.
Wow.
Yeah, and funny enough, a majority of them are coming over from the north end of the county in Santa Rosa County.
Interesting. Okay. And so the services are provided for this entire Gulf Coast, correct?
Yeah, the Gulf Coast Veteran Healthcare System encompasses three states, five facilities. Biloxi is our main hub, which is our medical facility. But in Northwest Florida, we have the bulk of them. We have two facilities in Panama City, one in Eglin and one in Pensacola, and we are expanding both of them.
Well, the military is truly our greatest resource here, yeah. Not just because we have the active bases, but also because we do have so many veterans that have retired here, people who have come back to this area.
It's really crazy about that.
It's not so crazy because I love it here. I understand.
Well, you know, you get people like, when I was when Congressman Gates' office, one of my vivid memories is a group of guys that got together from all over the country that served at Sawfley Field. The prison was their barracks. They were sitting there telling me all these stories.
I bet you've heard a lot.
I have. And when I got together with all of them, and they're all like, you know what? I think we're just going to come move back down here. And they found out they loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, what's not, as my mother used to say, what's not to like?
I know.
The beaches, the culture. And you know what I think is also wonderful is a kinship. Of other veterans being in this area, the fact that this is a community that loves our military, active and non. I mean, we really do believe in the mission here in Pensacola, and I think that makes a difference.
You know, as many times as I've traveled all over the country, going to many different VA facilities and stuff, it is way different. It is way different here.
Our
community really does value anybody who served.
No question about it. My father served in the Navy. My brother served in the Army. So I have a little bit of a soft spot in my heart for vets, for sure. Yeah. And especially, I am a sucker for the older vets because I love when I see the hat from when they served in maybe the Vietnam War or the Korean War or even World War II. I had a chance to participate with the Guardian Angel flights
and got to escort. Good.
And I had so much fun. The two vets that I had were both in their 80s, World War II veterans. So I thought, this will be easy. They'll be walking slow. No problem. The minute we hit Washington, I spent the rest of the day running after them. They were so excited about being there and running to see the wall. I kept losing them. I kept losing my veterans.
You know, there's something about that hat. You know,
I know.
There really is. Cause,
Every time I see it, that World War II veteran.
I have one veteran in particular who used to come into the VA clinic. It was generally every Thursday. And I always see him. And then finally I went up there and I started talking to him. And he goes, oh, I was a Marine veteran. I go, well, where's your hat? And he goes, you know what? I never got one. And I went over into our BX and I bought him one. And I go, here, I want you to wear this. You got to be with everybody else.
That's great.
You know, and his wife, every time she gave me, he never takes that hat off now.
That makes me almost cry. That's really great. Well, Jason, I've already got a bunch of texts coming in for you. So let's start off with the first one. This one's from Colton. What is the best way to reach veterans and cut through the bureaucracy?
The best way to reach veterans and cut through the bureaucracy. Oh, my goodness. That is a broad one there.
Mm-hmm.
How I find the best way to reach veterans is through non-veterans.
Interesting. Okay. Explain that.
The veteran population is declining annually at 1.6% a year.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started at the VA, I found out the only way to truly, truly get people to understand what the VA does is to bring people that has, if you never served, you have no reason to go there.
Correct.
There's no reason to go there.
And if you don't have a family member, you really don't know much about it.
Right. So that's what I started doing is I kick the door in and I'll be like, hey, come one, come all. Come mm-hmm. set up your tables and connect with veterans. Come learn about what we do. Come meet people and understand, because to cut through the negative stereotypes and all that is to actually show what the VA does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I really started it, is to understand that the best way to connect, I'm not going to know everybody in the community, but the checkout lady at Walmart might know somebody.
Of course.
And if she understands, then you can connect with that.
Mm-hmm.
The bureaucracy will always be there.
Right.
Unfortunately, it will never go away. But the best way to do it, that I always say, is you just start with just enrollment. Just get them in the system and get them enrolled and get them that free health care. Because if they serve one day honorably, you mm-hmm. know, that always goes with that. Now, mm-hmm. now, you can come in with other discharges, but there's some stipulations. But as long as you served one day, you got it.
Okay. Well, I've got another comment here from our friend Madrina.
Oh, my Lord. There's only one Madrina I know.
Me too. She says, please thank Jason Boatwright for all that he does for veterans and beyond. One main mission. So thanks. Thank you, Jason. And thanks, Madrina, for sending that in. I have a little more specific question coming in. If I would like to have a reassessment of my disability, where do I go in Santa Rosa County?
All right. Well, Lori and Andy are two great people. Also, I would recommend the American Legion Post 78. They mm-hmm. do that every Thursday. I typically try to get up there and help them in any way that I can. And we also have a VFW post. And for the life of me, I can't even think.
How do we find out? Is there a central place where we can find out these things? Or do we have to just Google VFW? How do you find out about? Because that's a fabulous what they're doing on Thursdays.
It really is. Information overload is typically what I've always encompassed. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying my best to streamline that, to get the word out in the best way that I can to everybody. But really, if you need a reassessment of any claim,
mm-hmm.
Lori can help you with that at the VSO. She's at the north end of the county. I think Andy's in the south end of the county at in Gulf Breeze. But Diane Waters, Will Pullman at the American Legion Post 78, they most definitely can help you in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And if you have any trouble, I mean, they can always just message me. I can connect them and I can do it.
Okay. Here's a question. When will the VA bring you back to help us veterans like you did when you were there at JACCS?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Do you know how many times I get that one?
Well, on that note, since we don't have an answer for that one, but here's the good news, is you're so dedicated and we know that we can always reach out to you, because Jason is a tremendous source of information for all of us. So if you have a question, he's here now. Ask your question, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Jason Boatwright to talk more about Veterans Affairs in Pensacola on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Jason Boatwright is here with us talking about veterans issues in Pensacola. This is a great question, and one that's also personal to me, since my brother also served in the Vietnam War as a helicopter pilot, 68 to 69. Here's the question. If my father was in Vietnam for three tours, and that was the period when they sprayed Agent Orange and later developed serious medical complications that is documented and was given 100% disability due to that, same situation with my brother,
right,
could he receive the Purple Heart even after his death? So this brings up the discussion of Purple Hearts.
Yep. That would be a very tough one. I would say probably not, because the Purple Heart is mostly meant for, you know, attacks against the United States of America from an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Agent Orange was based on the United States. That was us.
Mm-hmm.
I have had this question before many times. And I was a very big proponent when I was in Matt Gaetz's office that I believe, just from me, even in the op-ed pieces I wrote for the Pensacola News Journal on Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
is that our country should have offered a medal, an Agent Orange medal or something to that effect, for the men and women who got exposed to that and have lived a very hard life.
Mm-hmm.
I was a very big proponent of that. Matt Gaetz was a very big supporter of that. But that is really up to the DOD to do that, because each branch has their own criteria. Each mm-hmm. branch has their own medal.
Right.
For me personally, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
If you died from a chemical, what's the difference between a chemical and a bullet?
Well, and to tell you the truth, in that particular, in my brother's case, for example, which sounds very similar to this one, mm-hmm. he went on to work and to have a life and a
Absolutely.
Career, but it caught up with him where he started, his immune system started to go down, and eventually that Agent Orange had gotten into his bone marrow.
Yes.
And I have heard through many stories that that is what eventually took his life.
I have a real heart for the Vietnam generation because I always feel like if you have a row of veterans and you got a World War II guy, they're going to get all of mm-hmm. the publicity.
Yeah.
And you, even if you look at Hollywood, how Hollywood portrays World War II is different than Vietnam, and then it's different from the war in Iraq.
That's right.
And that's what I always said, is I felt like the Vietnam generation is the lost generation, because when they came home, they didn't come home to parades.
No. In fact, my brother came home and flew into California, and one of his mates was hit by a bottle from a protester.
I believe it.
And had to go to the hospital. That was his welcome home.
You know, and when you have to come home and they tell you don't wear your uniform, and you coming home to your own country, I couldn't fathom that.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, anyway.
I'm just grateful that now they are getting the recognition they deserve.
They're the most difficult ones, but they're the ones I find to be the I'm most passionate about, because they don't want to talk about it, and they don't want another rejection.
Right.
And that's why when I spoke at the delegation meeting with Don Gates and Rep Boyles and Alex Andrade this week, I said it takes a special person with a special heart to talk to a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not you trying to get the information out of them. It's getting them to be like, look, it's going to be okay, because we're going to do this together.
Right, right. The trust issue.
Yeah, trust is a big thing.
Okay, well, you have another question. It says, if a veteran is on home health care and is medically retired from service, why can't they have an appointment at home instead of trying to transport them to a location? My veteran refuses to leave the home. So that's a tough situation.
I have dealt with that many times. Yeah, because
yes.
They don't want to go outside. They hit that. God have mercy. I have one veteran that, I mean, he wants everything. When he found out about DoorDash, oh my Lord. You can.
Mm-hmm.
It's called home-based primary care through the VA. You have to get your primary care doctor actually authorize it and sign off on it. But that is mostly based on that percentage, that number every month. That's why I push that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every veteran needs to get to 60%. You fight for 60%. If you don't want to go any higher, that's fine. But 60%, you pretty much get any disability thing out of the VA. And home-based primary care is one. We do have nurses and doctors that will go to the homes of veterans in our county.
So who should the person that sent this, who should they contact to see if they can make that happen? How do you facilitate that?
If they know their primary care doctor, whether it be in Bravo section or Charlie section at the VA, contact them. Typically, their nurse will call, or the MSA at the front desk.
Okay.
They can get the MSA and request a callback. I'm a big advocate for My Healthy Vet. You can directly message your doctor if you go to your My Healthy Vet, which is your ID.me login through va.gov.
Okay. Fantastic information. Okay. As a result of you answering these questions so profoundly, I have a text that came in and says, can we start a petition to get Jason back to the VA with a higher level position and a big pay raise? Sounds like you're a little loved in this community, Jason.
Well, I mean, I will tell you, that's why I really started doing my coffee and claims in the county.
Yeah, tell us about that. What is that exactly?
I get inundated every day, and it was becoming an issue with my family.
Because
there's a lot of people that know that, you know, if a veteran comes and talks to me, I will stop what I'm doing and help them, because I've had one veteran I've lost in my time because I wasn't available to answer the phone.
Mm.
And it bothered me because I was going to my son's kindergarten graduation.
Oh.
So it's kind of like one of them things, like, how do you balance something like this?
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people, you know what, from 8 till noon, I will be at this coffee shop. Come see me.
Right.
And I have helped a lot of people, and I've connected with some wonderful, wonderful people in our community. I have a wonderful lady named Miss Ophelia, who was a reservist, and she was told she did not qualify. She got out in 1989. She didn't qualify.
Oh, no.
And I saw her 2 months ago, and she is at 50% right now. She's got health care, and that woman has completely changed. And now she wants to help veterans. And see, that's what gets me. It's like something new comes in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a new life. And
re-energized.
It
is. Supported.
And now they want to go help other people.
Of course.
And that was kind of what I wanted to do with it. I was hoping if people came to me and learned what I know, they would pass it on.
Well, it is complicated. There's so much misinformation out there. And certainly the political climate has been difficult in trying to just discern what's available and what's not.
it every time an administration comes, they change something.
Right. That's
and that's what I get frustrated about is, mm-hmm. is you start something in 1995.
Right.
You modify it in 97. You change it in 2000. Before you know it, it's so daggum complicated. It's like, why even bother?
Right. It's confusing. It's hard to keep track.
And that's something, and even when I was in Congress, I dealt with. It's like, we have laws to protect us from laws.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, on a positive note, if I did want to come and talk to you directly, when is your next? Do you have one on your schedule yet for the next one?
I haven't yet until I get back from our Medal of Honor convention in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Tell us about that.
There's 61 living Medal of Honor recipients in our nation, and we are blessed that we have them. In our area, I'm proud to say that we have one, Command Sergeant Major Robert M. Patterson. He got the Medal of Honor October 9th, 1969.
Wow.
And he lives in Santa Rosa County, and he's been invited to the Medal of Honor convention this year. So I'll be going up there with him, and there will be 57 of the 61 Medal of Honor.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah. You better take lots of pictures and post on Facebook and come back on the show and tell me all about it. I want to hear about this.
I am, and I'm really excited because Gary Sinise Foundation will be there. Folds of Honor will be there. Oh, and I really just wanted to tell everybody, like, you know, what we do here in our area and what we have here in our area in hopes that maybe, you know, maybe they might have the convention here. Maybe that might bring some of the Medal of Honor recipients here to meet the people.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because most people in their lifetime can say they've never met one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that sounds exciting. We're going to come back in just a couple of minutes with Jason Boatwright talking about Veterans Affairs here in Pensacola. If you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest is Jason Boatwright, who I have so much respect for, getting lots of texts about how everybody loves him and all that he's done for our veterans community. So he and I are brainstorming an idea because I love our veterans and I have a soft spot in my heart as well. And I think it would be the coolest thing ever if we could have a regular show featuring Jason where he could bring in guests and people talking about the VA, the VFW, the hospital, all the different changes, having people representing all of the different lines of service, from women to men to possibly people that were in the maintenance department versus those on the battlefield. I mean, we had so many things that we could talk about, but what we need is a sponsor.
I think that's great. I would be more than happy to do it. I've got...
Because we could do it on a regular basis. It could be Veterans Affairs in Pensacola, and we could talk about anything you want to talk about that would help our veterans.
We have enough resources and enough interesting stories here that... You can write multiple novels.
See, I would love that. So if anyone's interested, you can just contact us here at 850-437-1620 or talk to Jeff Wayne and talk to him, and we could probably work something out. But that would be really, I think that would be a really exciting, interesting show for Pep Talk, and I would be proud to be a part of it
honored. Would too. You know, and one of the things I've been trying to inundate on how to actually do is I would love to bring some of those female veterans I've spoke to.
Yes. I have a very dear friend that is a pilot, pilot, back in the day. And it's interesting because her experience is very different from the women today. So it's just, she's fascinating. See, I love veterans. So she's fascinating. I would love to meet our Medal of Honor winner.
Oh, yeah. Robert Patterson will come in here. I can bring... Tom Palmer, he'll be 102 this year,
Oh, my goodness.
And dude's still sharp. He'll tell you exactly where he was when the Japanese was shooting his boat.
He is sharp as a tack. See, I'd love documenting that, hearing the stories. It's so important. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So if you are interested, you can definitely reach out to us. We would love to do something like that. Or reach out to Jason.
Yep.
You're going to let us know when you're doing your next claims event.
I'll come back on when I get back from the Medal of Honor convention. We can talk about it.
Are you on Facebook?
I am. So, Jason Boatwright. They'll find me.
Okay. So that's the way to do it, then you'll be posting it on your Facebook page for now.
Yes,
and we'll keep you posted about being YouTube Pep Talk. Thanks so much for being here, Jason. Thank you, everybody. I hope you have a fabulous day.